So, Chairman Reese? Commissioner Chase? No. Commissioner Gillis? No. Commissioner Hoyt? Okay. Commissioner Jayamaraman? No. Commissioner Carroll?
Here.
And Commissioner Agaska? There we go. We have a quorum.
So we haven't met in a while, but we thought that it made sense to get together, and Jack can give us an update on some of the major projects and if anybody has any issues they want to raise.
Perfect. Yep. So thank
Jack,
you.
I think it's a great place to start since I need to be
informed. There we go. Okay. So first I'm going to start with just, I guess, start with the transportation projects, and then I'll just go into a lot of what we have going on, engineering, public works. So Harlem Viaduct, I know that's an old project that's been going for a very long time. Currently, we've updated a lot of our traffic information and a lot of our just what we need for the engineering. Our next step with that project, I've been following up with the consultant, is we have to coordinate meetings with the CTA, the Union Pacific, and IDOT. I've made it clear to the consultant that I want to be in those meetings to sort of like, hey, we just need to finalize how we're doing this or what we're doing, because the problem we have is trying to wrangle those large agencies into this room to sort of discuss this very particular to River Forest, Oak Park, Forest Park project. So that is where that one is. The status, or I guess where it is in the design process, is, like I mentioned, phase one. We're just trying to bundle that up because we know that once we get into what we have from phase one, then we can do design. But the construction on that, we're talking like it's a $60 million project, which really at that point you're looking at federal funding, different things like that. That's not a project that obviously we would take on locally. So that's that one. That project's been going on since 1990. So, yeah.
Perfect.
So Desplaines River Trail. So this project, obviously in October of last year, we had our open house, very well attended. The consultant did provide submittals to IDOT Geometrics and IDOT Traffic to try to get some just approvals on what we're trying to do with the phase one project development report, which is that final thing that we need. That was given, we got comments back in like mid-August. I had a meeting with the consultant beginning of September to go over some of the comments IDOT gave. They were not big. They were insignificant, but there were things that we have to address. So they are done. We have disposed of them, and we got them back out to IDOT for approval. Some of the confusion for IDOT, too, and this is to go over, I guess, some of the comments, is like, because you have an agency so far away, you know, some of the comments they were making were pertaining to the southern end of town where we own Thatcher. So they don't have a right to tell us how that's potentially going to be changed. So there were some of those things going on where we just had to clear it up. We did apply for a grant that came out from IDOT in May. It was a general transportation grant. So we did apply for phase two funding for that, for the Desplaines River Trail in May. So where we're at this point with that is we submitted our disposition of comments and everything back to IDOT. Once we have that phase one project development report, we can move on to phase two. As a reminder, this project, the Desplaines River Trail, is the, you know, multi-regional project that goes and stretches all the way to Park Ridge and further. So we are one of the pieces, and technically Rosemont is the lead agency, but this part of the trail is in River Forest. That's why we're coordinating. That is Desplaines River Trail, Lake Street. So I know last discussion, it was brought up, obviously, the design, I would say RFP or proposal for the four intersections on Lake Street. Edgewood, Franklin, Jackson, William, those were submitted preliminarily to IDOT just for feedback to see if they'd let it go or to if they would allow us to do what we're looking to do. Edgewood and Franklin look like no problem. Those will be easy. Those are just so the curb extensions at Edgewood, and then Franklin, we're looking at the RRFB because of the school. Jackson and William, we're trying to work through some of the considerations because of truck traffic. So we are looking at some of that, and we're trying to address some of those concerns with IDOT. But the conversations have been good. They haven't been like flat out, no way, you're not doing this. It's been more, okay, let's look at what we can do. I think the post office for sure, Jewel, not necessarily based on how those trucks come in, because they do a lot of their drop-offs on the backside. I think for William, there might be something with the post office. So that is Lake Street. Oh, the other thing with Lake Street is we are going to apply. It's due in October 10th, I believe. Safe Routes to School. We're applying for that grant through IDOT as well. We are applying Edgewood and Franklin because those are really close to the school, and we feel like those will be good candidates for that. So we've already been in coordination with the school to try to get just letters of support, things like that. So that is going to be in October 10th. So we're hopeful of getting money for construction of those. Lake and Lathrop. We had a lot of issues with the signal early on in the summer where it was just blinking all the time. And it was determined that basically the whole traffic control box had to be replaced. Currently, what we have out there is like an emergency box from our contractor. So none of the detector loops are on sensors. It's all on timing. So none of the stuff is actually like, I guess, you know, cars pulling up and it senses, and it's all just timing right now. That box should be in the next few weeks, a brand new box. Luckily for that, we do have an agreement with IDOT. They're chipping in half. So a $37,000 project is really half. So we're paying for half of it. That's all I have for Lake Street, Washington. So for Washington, we did get board approval for the phase one engineering. We had our kickoff meeting with Primera, who is the phase one consultant for this project. They already have their surveyors out there to just take preliminary survey to start doing those line drawings and things like that. We are looking to do our first open house for Washington Boulevard the first week of November. I'm trying to nail down a date because we want to make sure we get postcards to the entire community. And I'm also looking to potentially, we're for sure going to do postcards to the entire community, but I think I'm going to do a letter to everyone south of Hawthorne because it's really impactful to the southern end of town just to do another like, hey, this is a big deal. It's going to really change Washington Boulevard. You should come see this. I am hoping, because of the scale, I hope, of attendance, we are potentially going to, depending on weather, we might want to try to do it outside by the park where they have lights if it's still nice in November. If it isn't, we might do it at Public Works because the garage will be large enough to where we can have a lot of people flowing in and out. Down by Forest. Yeah. So that's the hope, because I do think we're going to get a good turnout. I hope we do, because this is a significant improvement and change in that entire corridor. So I hope we get a good turnout. Yes. So multiple times. So I've talked to the consultant. They're supposed to give me a strategic implementation. There's a phrase for it, but basically the entire outline of how are we going to get to people? How are we, you know, between the weekly newsletters, the monthly newsletters, the postcard, the letter, how are we trying to attract feedback so that, because at the end of the day, with phase one, we're trying to gather all these opinions so that we make that informed decision so that in phase two, it's not that all of a sudden I start getting phone calls. No, we need to change something. And it's like, but we did a lot of engineering to get to here and we took everybody's opinion and this is where we're going. So, That open house is something we're definitely going to very much promote a lot of, because I know we've heard it over the years and we continue to. There is significant interest in making changes to Washington Corridor, and now we are doing it, so we hope to continue. And so part of that, I don't know if this was mentioned last meeting, but what was nice, we did receive grant funding from Cook County for phase one. They're paying for half. So Cook County's paying for half, so that's nice. And then when ITEP opens up in 2026, August 2026, me and Seth had a sit down with IDOT to discuss sort of how did our application go? Are there any things we need to change? It's funny, the guy from IDOT was like, man, this is a great project. Goes through town, like everything. I'm like, yeah, why didn't you award us the money? And he was like, well, you know, this is how you can improve. And his main comment to us was, when you have your phase one done, we know you're serious because you know that it's actually going to move forward. The right of way is considered, public feedback is considered. We know it's going to go forward. So that's for Washington.
How much is phase one?
Phase one total cost, I thought, was $133,000.
And we pay for half?
We're paying for half. So the exact numbers are on the website, I believe. So that's Washington. And then in general, the other things engineering has fun going on is the EV charging stations. Those are going to go in the next few weeks. That would be over in the CVS lot, the portion that's owned by the village on the backside there. And then here by the metro station, and then over there on the Franklin lot. So those three lots are getting level two chargers, and the one over by CVS is getting DC fast chargers.
CVS and metro.
Metro, and then this Franklin one.
Two,
so, excuse me. As part of the design process that we went through, we changed our ordinance to start charging for per kilowatt hour, whatever the standard fee is. Between, we looked at other communities, Elmwood Park, Oak Park, other communities, and what the charge is to make sure that we're recouping the cost of the electricity, but also putting money aside for future maintenance needed for these facilities. So that already has been implemented. So what you have actually outside is now charging. It didn't before, technically. And so that's happening. And that is also grant funded. We received $397,000 from the IEPA for part of it. Total, it's like around, I think, $800,000 to $900,000. So that's that project. Like I said, in the next few weeks, construction's supposed to start. Once it starts, the consultant and contractor, we already had like a kickoff for the construction. It'll only take 2-3 weeks. Bill is on that one, so he'll be on them. So next, we have the Village Hall permeable paver project. I don't know if you noticed, right outside Village Hall, there's like a little dot that was right by the parking spots. They did corings around Village Hall. We are going to basically try to do what we did with the alleys all along Village Hall. We received $150,000 from MWRD. Permeable paver.
Paver.
Yeah.
Oh, paver.
Yeah, like in the alleys. So that's what we're looking to do right out front, all along the side, and then this big lot over here. So that, we just submitted our 30% plans, got comments back from MWRD, nothing significant. We're just working through the design. So that is happening concurrently. That design will be completed in this fiscal year. We'll be out to bid, and we will start construction in May of next year.
Reasoning for the, it's going to be cement in the alleys and the pavers in the middle, or is it going to be all paved?
It's going to be mostly, it's going to be exactly how you saw the alley. So it'll be mostly concrete with pavers.
So the alleys are redirected
towards the middle. Yeah.
And is that because of the existing drainage off of the parking lot? You have the parking lot there that's going somewhere where it's going somewhere too fast, or? We just want to change it up.
To be very honest, the parking lot is in terrible condition.
Okay.
And I looked at, we have to change it one way or another. And we looked at programs and what we're able to do to basically promote green infrastructure while also providing funding to be able to do it. Where MWRD has a green infrastructure grant and they gave us $150,000, $160,000 because they're paying for the soil borings to do this. Yeah. So that's that aspect of it. And then also concurrently, Franklin Keystone Water Main projects. We are replacing the water main on Franklin between Madison and Washington. So we'll start doing, we're currently within design. Eventually, I'm going to have to do an open house for that, those two blocks, because I think an open house is just an easier way to tell them what's happening and how significant the work's going to be, because we're going to basically trench down Washington or down Franklin. To put in this new water main. So it's going to be a significant impact, but they move pretty quick. So
it's not the drainage?
Not the drainage, just the main. Yeah, just the main. along with service lines as needed, because we have to per IEPA requirements. So that is, no, that is Washington, Madison to Washington on Franklin. Keystone from Chicago to Division. So to save money, we are designing two projects concurrently, because a lot of the cost is just mobilization, getting guys out there. So what they've done is go out, get all their survey at one time, and then they're going to provide us two separate bid packages. We're going to first do Franklin. The year after, we'll do Keystone.
That's a huge...
Franklin is from Madison to Washington.
It's a long stretch of Keystone.
Yes. However, Keystone, what I'm hoping, because the parkways are really large, mm-hmm. I won't have to open up the road. I'm going to go in the parkway.
Oh, interesting.
So that would be really nice. And then directionally drill it so that I'm not opening up the road. And even the services, we can directionally tap, drill. So that would be nice. That would be great if I can do that. Preliminarily, the consultant says we can do that. So that should be good. So those are our water main projects that are currently.
When do you anticipate those projects starting?
The Franklin one will start after May 1st.
Okay.
And then the Keystone one, the next year after. Yeah.
Cool.
And then Franklin, we have a DCEO grant, which is nice. About $750,000. It's covered by the state of Illinois, which is nice. Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, PW Solar Project. We are currently reviewing proposals for putting solar panels on top of public works. The intent there is, based on preliminary discussions with a few consultants, we can make that facility completely net zero. The solar panels will power the facility, and we won't need, eventually, actually, we'll be able to sell back power. So, yeah, that one we want to do before any of these federal tax credits or anything goes away. So we want to make sure that we're in compliance and everything's good, to make sure that we can get our reimbursement. So, yeah, 45 Forest. That one's a good one because the roof is just nice and straight. There's nothing up there, and it's not a lot of tree coverage. So it's like, exactly. It's an ideal location for that. So that is that one. Does anybody have any questions as to the projects that we have?
Lots of grants. Is this something that the village has always been able to get in the past?
So I would say that Seth has always done a good job of trying to find and locate. What I think we've done recently is some of these other, like ITEP, Cook County grants, some of those, like between not only Seth's experience with some of these others, like with Cook County, being very understanding of what they're looking for, with their Invest in Cook, Connecting Cook County. I used to work at the county, and understanding just sort of what they're looking for those types of grant fundings, what they're trying to promote. So we know that with especially some of these large scale projects that we're going for, they're not going to happen unless we get significant push in or kick in from other, you know, opportunities. So I would say I'm happy that we're winning. This is a good time to be winning some of these things. And as money is being handed out, take it. So we checked. None of this, everything is local or local agencies. So, and even the Washington one, when sort of speaking to some people from IDOT, transportation funding generally continues because that's, you know, to fix up things or do different things. So, yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jack, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do see we have somebody here. Were you intending to make any comment? You can just, we're very informal tonight. Tell us who you are and where you live, I guess, and what your comments.
Hi, my name's Olivia. Dentin Cobain. I live at 7614 Washington Boulevard. Just first off, thank you guys. Thank you guys all so much. Thank you, Jack. I know we've talked on the phone plenty of times, I think. So thank you guys for just taking care of our village and making sure everybody's safe. And I know traffic camp isn't always like the most exciting thing to talk about. It's really exciting for me and my neighbors, though. I'm really concerned about some of like the faster traffic. We've read through the traffic study and we agree with like almost, we agree that there needs to be a reduction of speed on Washington. I think there's a lot of young families, myself included, and we're just really concerned. The cars, like yesterday, my two-year-old was like running, and I mean, I got him, but he was like just still learning the way of the streets, and it's just not very safe. Obviously, we saw a lot of accidents at Ashland in Washington. My friends have a camera on the roof of their house, actually, that could film them. I think he's just really interested in tracking that as well. And yeah, we really want to see something happen permanent. The permanent bump out, those would be amazing to be able to see put in place. Bollards are great, but when we have to take them down for winter months, we just see the speed up again. The driving path through the parking lane just drives everything crazy. Our car has almost been flipped umpteen times, and yeah. There is concern, I will say, from other neighbors who I'm disappointed in them, they're not here, that they're concerned about taking out the trees in one of the proposals, because if the bike path is placed there, it's directly where everybody's very mature at. So there's pretty hefty pushback on that. But other than that, I think the alternate one, it was alternate two in the document, where it just bumps out the curves and then pulls a sidewalk on Ashland out to closer to the street, because right now you could fit probably a car and a half between the actual stop and where the street at. So,
Olivia, were you here to? I know you came in a little late, but were you here when Jack mentioned the open house about Washington?
Okay, so let me do Washington one more time. No.
Given this rundown, and actually, Washington was toward the top of this, so.
Perfect. So we had our kickoff meeting with the consultant. So last or two board meetings ago, the village board approved the contract with Primera Engineers, who is our phase one consultant. We had our kickoff meeting, sort of went over high level design aspects. One of the critical points that was brought up was trying to set the date for our first open house. I think you came to the coffee and conversation. Okay. So my intention is the first open house, we have sort of an idea, but you take everyone's feedback. You take everyone's feedback. What are they thinking for different parts? And you try to implement or design that. And then the second open house, you hope that you sort of got most of it. And then you're hoping just fine tune ups. So our first open house, we're looking to do the first week of November. We haven't finalized the date, but we're looking for the first week of November. Okay. So, and then after phase one, then phase two, which is detailed design, and then after that, construction. Okay. Yep, we'll do. No, I think I got everything. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I've only been here a few years, but the way that this commission is evolving the last 20 years is now we're seeing more about the monies and where they're coming from, which I think is not only enlightening, but interesting. So when we used to talk about this 20 years ago, money was never spoken about. But I like the fact that your efforts, everybody's efforts for that matter, that as you guys are learning more about Cook County, identifies everything, where we can tap into grants, monies, whatever. I like that we're spending half,
right?
You know, and I like that we're thinking bigger, because we're going to go get half. So,
thank you.
And we're good. Yeah, those newsletters, but you know, these are taxpayers' dollars that we're saving.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
So one thing I mentioned to Commissioner Caro, I guess, early on, I do think, you know, Washington, I keep saying, is a blue chip generational project because it'll forever change that corridor and it'll be a beautiful change to the entire streetscape. That one, I think, will be great and easy to market. The things that are difficult are like our water main projects that go under the road and nobody notices, but it's super important. So those are difficult to market, but yeah.
Necessity.
It is.
Funded by someone else.
Right.
That's something smart. Oh, because the village employees have done to get the most advantage.
So I guess if members of the commission are able to attend that open house, that would be great. And then we would be scheduled, the next regular meeting would be at November.
That actually would be sure, great. Yeah.
So, yeah, we can get a little feel for it, float down there, and then talk about it at the meeting. Yeah. Okay. Great. Anything else? I think we need a motion to adjourn, or can you just.
I'll make the motion.
Leave.
But somebody has to second it, or we have to
second
it.
Thank you.
Good night. All right. We're all in favor. All in favor.
Yes.